You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome. The Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights, big city in New York. You know we got a bunch of big shots. And tonight, it goes to the Prince of the City, Jazz Chisholm Jr. I mean, Smooth Jazz went crazy again. Another two-homer game. And I just think this is a guy that the Yankees should keep for a while. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's just talk about Jazz going back to second base. Elite defender at second base. You're seeing the double plays. You're seeing just... He's in his true position. You're just seeing where this kid is supposed to be in that infield. And tonight he ends up with two homers off his two hits, four ribbies, two runs. And like I said, in this lineup, you know, back-to-back days, like he's batting fifth in his lineup, middle of his lineup. Like he is a catalyst, man. He's a game changer. His speed on the base pass, his power. For such a small guy, like he's 184 pounds. I bet he's probably not even that. He's got power in that swing and... like it's made for Yankee Stadium, and he just gets it, man. He gets the swag, the moxie, the energy, all of that type of stuff, the aura. His home run trot is the best in the league. Underdog MLB writes, Jazz Chisholm Jr., since returning from the IL, he's got a .312 batting average, 9 homers, 24 ribbies, 4 stolen bases. Jazz Chisholm's OPS on the season is now up to 880 following his second homer of the night. Fireside Yankees put that out. Like, people are just marveling at his numbers since he came back. If you haven't watched the Yankees YouTube channel where they go to, like, a day in the life of Jazz, they go to his apartment, and, like, you really get to, like, you know, see how he vibes, see how he lives. The guy's a fashionista. He's a swag champ, and we're lucky to have him on this team. And he's transparent. He's honest. Man, like, I think, honestly, him talking about everybody knows I'm a second baseman. Like him talking about, oh yeah, you know, Aaron Boone told us we're the best team in the league. Like, he is giving you the real. And when that stuff hits the media, I think the Yankees are forced to kind of do some things and make some moves, and they did, and we're reaping the benefits of it. Second night back at second, he hit his second homer, and it's like, this is it. This is what we've been waiting for. This is what we want to see. 888-808-1019. What I don't want to see is him in the home run derby. Now, he would be great in it. I'm sure he would be great in it. But Gary Phillips wrote, Jazz Chisholm Jr. says he's open to participating in the home run derby. He even knows who his pitcher would be. The Yankees second baseman is just waiting on a call from MLB, which still has some spots to fill for the derby. I think O'Neill Cruz was the last guy to join. Byron Buxton, Ronald Acuna Jr., Cal Raleigh. Let me see. I can pull them up. I remember looking at it the other day. They still need, I think, like three other guys. Ronald Acuna Jr., Cal Raleigh, James Wood. I think he's going to be great. Byron Buxton, O'Neill Cruz. And I just don't want Jazz in it because he's got a shoulder injury. Even though he says the shoulder injury affects him throwing, not hitting, we just don't need it, man. We don't need it. But if he's in it, I know he's going to compete to try and win it. But I just talked about it. he's a small frame, small body type of dude. Those guys never really fare well in this. It's always the big body dudes that could just swing all day that win it. I don't know. Now it's out there, I feel like Jazz is going to get asked to do it, and he's going to do it. But I just hope that that doesn't mess up his swing. Because not for nothing, there are some weeks and episodes where Jazz kind of is swinging out of his shoes and striking out and doesn't have the right approach. And, you know, he doesn't have the plate discipline. So I have seen that throw so many guys off. I don't want that to happen. Other news coming out of the All-Star game. MLB is going to use the ABS challenge system next week. So you're going to get to see in real time. I remember seeing it in Seattle in real time during the Futures game. But now you're going to see the stars of Major League Baseball in real time use it like they did in spring. And I think everybody's going to see it and everybody's going to love it. And they need to expedite it because these umpires are terrible and it's standard. What else from the All-Star game that I have in my notes? Speaking of Ronald Acuna Jr., Ronald Acuna Jr. hasn't been scratched yet. He was scratched from the lineup yesterday, and somebody else is now out. Jose Ramirez, who somebody calls WFAN every day and suggests that the Yankees trade for Jose Ramirez. Jose Ramirez elected to not participate in the 2025 All-Star game to focus on recovery and participation or preparation for the second half. So I think he's nursing something. And he's not going to be in. So Isak Paredes gets to take his spot. Ronald Acuna Jr.'s spot, if he ends up coming out, which I don't think he is. It's his home ballpark. He's in the Derby. But I was saying, hey, if Acuna drops, then maybe, just maybe, there's a spot for Juan Soto. We'll get to the Juan Soto comments after last night's game, and I'll give you my reaction and thoughts. And nobody take it serious. There's a bunch of weirdos on Twitter. As soon as I popped my head out to say something about it, as soon as I even quote tweeted it, I just had a string of muted accounts like, the Yankee fan is not allowed to speak on Juan Soto at all. You're bugging out. Of course we can. We can speak on any players, especially a player that played for our team last year, especially a player on a crosstown team like the Mets, and a player that we told y'all. He's about himself. I told y'all for the last few weeks, he's player of the month in June. Yeah, they should have put that in the contract. Scott Boris and David Stern should have cooked up a $10,000 bonus for Juan Soto every player of the month that he gets. But what did I tell you? Yeah, he's going to turn it up in June because he's trying to make a push to the All-Star game. And I wasn't even thinking about a bonus. We'll get to it. 888-808-109. I got so many calls. I want to get through the calls. And I do want Rami's, you know, coming in now. Shout out to Alex. They're switching. I want Rami to cue it up. We'll play it, and then I'll give you my full reaction and response. We'll have a little bit of fun with Money Bags, the money machine that is the cyborg robot that's programmed to do one thing, hit baseballs and make money. Bruce is in Flushing on the Fan. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Keith, a few points if I can. Point number one, for the second day in a row, Everson Parra and Brian De La Cruz
we're scratched, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I was watching the game this afternoon. It was on Yes.
And Spencer Jones homered.
Spencer Jones is hitting 390 at the moment.
Yeah, go on. Go on.
So my first point is, where there's smoke, there's fire. You don't scratch two players 2 days in a row unless something is going on. Do you have any idea what the heck is going on?
Yeah, I think they're keeping those guys in bubble wrap. I think they are keeping those guys in witness protection, safekeeping, because they're going to be in a deal. Whether they're in a deal for some arms, a starting pitcher, a reliever, or a third baseman, like those are guys that you can move. Brian De La Cruz is like a quadruple A player, and Everson Pereira is a young player that I think somebody's going to want. You know, these are two outfielders that they can put in a package deal to get some help.
Well, that's what I figured also, but you haven't heard anything per se.
No, and people are speculating right now on Twitter. I don't ever want to bring anything from Twitter, but I know Cashman is working. Like I said today, shout out to Latino Sports. Shout out to Hector. I heard Hector ask Aaron Boone a question. Shout out to Joel, Ray Negron. We honored Ray Negron today at the Bronx Market. for the Latino Sports Convention, and something that was specifically said there was that, you know, Brian Cashman couldn't make it, but he sent a message to read to the group. And the reason he couldn't make it is they said he had three different meetings all around the trade deadline. Cashman is working. He's cooking up something. He's working on something. And if you're seeing these two guys be scratched back-to-back days, it's probably because it's like, hey, don't let them go out there and pull a hammy. Don't let them go out there and get hit by a pitch. Like, they could be packaged up later this week in a deal.
All right, second point. The media is making this out to be a Brian Cashman move of DFAing Mayo. This is not a Brian Cashman move. This is a Hal Steinbrenner move.
Because yeah, it's money. Yeah, go on.
He has to okay the money. And I think, you know, because people were speculating, well, Hal would never do this. Well, Hal did it.
Right.
I think the reason why he did it was just Hal. Hal has been different the last 2 years. You saw it with Soto. You saw it with after Soto, with signing Fried and Bellinger. I would not be surprised, because he reads the papers, he hears the fans on radio, on FAN, that Hal got fed up and said, I got to do this. And I would not be surprised if he goes across the second apron in making deals.
I wouldn't be surprised either. Thanks for the call, Bruce. Like I told y'all when they had the owners meetings and when they were in pursuit of Juan Soto, Hal said, there's no player we can't sign. He said, we have more financial flexibility than ever. He was telling you, like, money ain't a thing. And the Ferrari and Jaguar switch of boat, money ain't a thing. Probably will get performed at the All-Star game. They did put that out. You guys know Jermaine Dupri, JD? So the All-Star game pregame performances were revealed. Two Atlanta hip-hop icons, Ludacris and Jermaine Dupri, who are also in the promo video. So they're probably going to do Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play. But Jermaine Dupri should do money anything. Also, Kane Brown and Zach Brown, Kane Brown and the Zach Brown Band and Lauren Spencer Smith are going to perform as well. So there's some more info on the All-Star game. I'm not going. Unless somebody comes in next week and they're like, hey, we want to send you. I was going to go on my own dime if the homies were all going. My boy Mike from Chicago, not going. And I don't know. I've gotten to the point now, like even I didn't even go to the games the last two nights. One, I told y'all last night I had the crick in my neck. I got it to go away today, but I gave away my tickets last night. And I don't know. I'm just getting to this point. My son is at an age where, like, he's not a baby anymore, and he can speak well. And, like, I like being there for dinner time, bath time, story time, bedtime. And I'm looking back on the last 2 years and how quickly, like, my son has grown up. And for the parents out there that tell people, hey, it goes fast and it's cliche, you're 100% right. And you can't even really put it into words how quickly it goes. And for the people that haven't had children yet and one day do, that, like, slow those first couple years down, because it is crazy how, like, you're going through your everyday life and weeks and work and you feel the same, but your child, like, my baby is not a baby anymore. Like, I have a little kid. I have a little boy that, like, can talk to me, that, like, has preference towards dada. Like, you know, so, like, I'm not going to as many games, and I'm not going to leave him and go to Atlanta. And, you know, I'd rather be home and be my son's dad. I'm somebody's whole dad. Like, and that is priority number one.
Unless someone offers to take you to Atlanta.
Unless, like, in 2023, when my son was, like, but, like, even back, like, in 2023, my son was, like, months old, and, like, he couldn't talk to me yet. And the Players Alliance flew me out, and there's no way. And they came in, like, a day before. I think it was, like, they came in on, like, the Saturday before I had to go, and they were just like, yeah, book your flight, tell us where you're flying out of, whatever, we'll take care of it. And I was like, all right. But yeah, if somebody swoops in, which you never know who might be listening, there might be a sponsor. There might be, like, the Players Alliance works directly with Major League Baseball. And I mean, shout out to them. That was awesome. Like, they put me up in the hotel that everybody at MLB was at. There was a bunch of events. I'm not expecting that, but if it happens, yeah, I remember even then I was like, I don't want to leave my wife. My wife was like, no, go. I mean, because like all this stuff I'm doing, like why am I up every night doing the night shift? Why am I live streaming right now? Why am I going to the Latino sports event? Why am I doing my social media content? Why am I doing everything that I'm doing? I'm doing it so that my son can live a better life. I'm doing it so I could take care of my family. Sidebar, back to the Yankees talk, back to what you guys want to talk about, the trade deadline, DJ LeMahieu, Cam Schlittler, Spencer Jones. Spencer Jones, Yankee source wrote today that he's got 21 home runs in 59 games. He hit 17 last year in 124 games. He's balling right now. And like, not for nothing, I think he's available for a trade depending on who it is. I wouldn't trade him for a rental because you could see an outfield in the near future. I mean, Belly's going to be here most likely, but like still you need a fourth outfielder. You could see Spencer Jones, Jason Dominguez, Judge in the outfield, Belly in the mix there. You could even see like Belly does play first base. Goldie's on a one-year deal. They're not bringing Goldie back next year. They're not going to sign a 38-year-old player for another 1 year. They're just going to say, hey, thanks for the year, man.
That's how I would do it. I would keep, if you want to keep Goldschmidt going forward, make him your first baseman, and then you have an outfielder.
No, Belly, you're saying. Belly
sorry,
going
Bellinger,
forward. Yes.
And then you make him your first baseman, then you hopefully have an outfield of Dominguez, Jones, and Judge. The question is if Jones is good enough defensively to make up for an aging Judge, which he will be in the next couple of years, and Dominguez, who, as we know, is not great defensively.
Yeah, I think he is a good defender. I think Jones, because Jones is like, I haven't heard anything negative about Spencer Jones. like, as far as Dominguez, we heard about him struggling in left field. We've seen those struggles, but I haven't heard anything. Like, I've seen Spencer Jones in left field and center field, and I don't know if they trade him. They did ask Cashman today. We'll find that audio about who's untouchable and who's not untouchable. And he's like, yeah, some more than others. But yeah, Spencer Jones is balling right now. And they have him. Let me look at his box score. Where is Spencer Jones? They have him in center field. So they could keep Dominguez in left, put Spencer Jones in center field, judging right. Might be doing some. Now I'm on it. Let me pull up his game logs or like where he's at in his like in his year. 21 homers, 63 hits, 41 ribbies, 14 stolen bases. He's hitting .294. His OPS is over 1,000, 1045. This kid has really started to come along here now that he's been elevated to Scranton. And it's not like he's struggling at this level. He's excelling at this level. So, oh, man, these are good things. These are all good things. Brian De La Cruz and Everson Pereira, two outfielders being scratched. Like, those are guys that could be packaged up. Cashman is working. Cashman is cooking.
He's played the majority of his games in center field.
Yeah, I think they – I mean, I remember seeing him in spring training in left, but I think they're going to keep Dominguez working in left field. And if they don't move on from Spencer Jones, you can expect him to be in center field. Even though I'm still like, yo, can I see Dominguez in center field? Because that was his position, and maybe like we saw him in center field in 2023 when he came up at the end of the year. I remember going to those games and being like, yo, he looks comfortable. He looks like he's ready to play center field. I don't know. Whatever. Good problems to have. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Ivan. He's on the George Washington Bridge. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
What's up, KSAM? How are you, brother?
Good. Hanging in there. Thanks for calling.
So I went to the game tonight, and holy Schlittler, it was good. yeah, that's going to be the slogan for him. Holy Schlitt. So what I wanted to say is, though, like on my Christmas list is Paul Skeens. Like, is he movable? And possibly for Eugenio Suarez for third base?
I just think if they move Paul Skeens, they got to move the ballpark because the fans are showing up there mad as hell. Like I just like, and the package you gotta give them to get Paul Skeens is not just
yeah I agree.
It's like eight players.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe even sounds crazy, but maybe get rid of Dominguez at his little peak and high sell point right now.
Nah, I'm not doing that. I know, I mean, you got to give to get. So I like where your head is at. Yeah. Like, if we really want to get the starting pitcher that we're going to need and the bullpen help and the third baseman, mm-hmm. like, that's the type of stuff that the Yankees specifically have to dangle out there because the price is higher for Brian Cashman. But nah, right now I'm liking what I'm seeing. Dominguez is looking like the prototypical leadoff hitter. He's so fast. He's got a good eye.
Yeah.
He can work walks. He can slap a single through. Like, wait till the power comes back. We saw the power over the weekend in Flushing. Like, I don't know if I'm moving on from that kid because he's gonna be an all-star. Like, this kid is gonna play in Major League Baseball if it's not for the Yankees, and we're gonna be looking like, damn, that was our guy. Like, I don't know if they're moving on from him.
So what do you think about Spencer Jones? Do you think we could throw him in with the deal and another player?
Yeah, now I think Spencer Jones, because like you have Bellinger, and they might look at Spencer Jones right now because he is performing well at AAA, not at the major league level, and try and dangle him out there and see what they could get. I think Spencer Jones is more likely to be moved than Dominguez because Dominguez is a part of the team.
Yeah.
You move Dominguez, then you're keeping Trent Grisham. I've been saying, yo, see what you can get for Trent Grisham. He's not gonna.
Trent
Grisham's not gonna be back next year. Somebody's gonna pay him. Somebody's gonna give him money off of what he did this year. And when we want to talk about Dominguez's value being higher than ever, right now Trent Grisham's value is higher than it's ever been.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe we could package Trent. I know Jason is a little bit of a stretch, but only for schemes. Nobody else, you know, like Eugenio Suarez. I wouldn't give away Jason or Spencer for him, but. And the one knock on Spencer Jones, he can't hit a breaking ball, just to let you know, because you did say you didn't hear anything bad from him. He's having trouble with a curveball.
No, I didn't hear anything bad about his fielding, but the whole knock on him was his K rate, that he struck out so much and that he would chase the breaking. Yeah, but clearly...
Yeah, he can't hit the breaking ball. Yeah,
right, clearly he's fixed something. He's dialed in now, and they're looking at him like Judge. Like, they want to... I really do think they want him to be a left-handed Judge. And they do want to get him up here so he can follow in, like, Judge's footsteps.
Yeah. I really like how they got his bat for sale at the stadium, Spencer Jones. He's not even on the team yet. Mm. He's going to be somebody.
Yeah.
We do need to hold on to him. But as far as the Volpe thing goes, too, everybody hating on him. You know, like, the kid's young. He's got a lot of work to do. But he's like a, you know, a lunch pill. Like he goes to work, you know, but he's just got to get faster. He's got to get stronger. And evident tonight when he hit that double off the wall, he didn't break out of the box, you know.
Yeah, I was watching it.
Small things.
Yeah, I know. And I feel like it's all a part of him just being in a little bit of a bad one. Like, if you're gonna go for it, know you're gonna get it. You're in your home ballpark, and like you said,
yeah.
Bust it out of the box if that's what you're going to do. I don't know. You got to. Thanks for the call, Ivan. 888-808-1019. Again, reminder, folks. I mean, I know we talk sometimes like it's just you and I, but there are children listening. This is a kids program. Even late at night. I'm telling you, I got youngsters rocking with me. It's the summertime. I got 12-year-old kids listening until they fall asleep. We got to clean it up. You started off with the Schlittler, and when you play around with holy Schlitt, by the end of the call, you're going to say the actual S word. 888-808-1019, talking Yankees trade deadline. Let's go to Gary and Waterbury on the fan next.
Make sure the Cavalier.
You're...
I smash teeth at your beef, no relief, I'll step on stage.
The girls scream like I'm Keith.
Yeah, yeah, and... Yeah.
There it is.
Foo Philly and Foo Soto, that's always number one.
Yeah, we're going to get to Soto.
The number one we need at the deadline, you know it's third base and bullpen. I'm not telling you nothing, but I'm willing to deal Jones.
So am I.
I'm definitely willing to deal. And check out this lineup. The lineup that they need to have going forward. Dominguez, Bellinger, Judge, Stanton, Chisholm, Goldschmidt, Wells, whoever's at third, and then Volpe.
You need Volpe batting ninth? That will happen when you get your third baseman. Right now, Peraza is the worst hitter, not just on the Yankees, but he's one of the worst hitters in the American League. Like, so you have to bat him ninth.
I'd rather have Volpe ninth. At least that leads it up. You know they're going to get a third baseman.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do it.
And if you're going to see Nicky Lopez or Jaime Candelario, and they asked them about them today. They said they're depth right now, but they're depth with major league experience. Peraza, it's not long for Peraza.
And we're going to have to deal Jones. He's going to have to go.
Sure, it is what it is. I like the idea of him coming up and being a center fielder, but like if you can get a starter, if you can get something of value for trading Spencer Jones, now's the time to do it. And I'm sure Brian Cashman has heard enough about the prospect hugging. He'll send him and be like, "What say you now about me hugging prospects?"
His value's never been higher, and Chisholm is proven his worth. Chisholm is a great signing.
Yeah, he's like that, bro. He just fits the city and the team, and like he's a great addition. And I tip my cap to Cashman going to get him at the deadline. People wanted to talk about him being a clubhouse cancer. He's not a clubhouse cancer. Those guys love him.
No, you
could tell Judge rocks with him. Like
dog.
Yeah,
he is such a dog that I'm so impressed. And I love you too, Keith. Thanks for taking a call.
Appreciate it, Gary. You're the man. 888-808-1019. Let's hear about, you know, the untouchables. So Brian Cashman, in his earlier press conference was asked about who's untouchable and who's not. Run that.
Separately, do you feel like you have any prospects that are untouchable, as they would say, going into this trade deadline, players that you bank on?
Some less touchable than others.
Hey, yo.
How about that? You're going to have to just...
Jorge and Deepa.
What you mean?
Are some more touchable than others? I'm sorry. However it works.
So you got to know, Cashman knows everybody is paying attention. The games are being played now as far as this trade deadline. He is talking to other GMs and teams, and he knows that this is New York and New York media, and everybody's got Twitter, everybody's got Instagram. Everybody's going to see exactly what he says about. Like, he's not about to tell you George Lombard Jr. But meanwhile, they got George Lombard Jr. on a whole press tour. They got George Lombard Jr. Like, shout out to Jonathan in Los Angeles. Shout out to Bash. They were at the stadium and ran into George Lombard Jr. in Monument Park. George Lombard Jr. was on the K Show today. George Lombard Jr., ESPN is doing a, like, 50 states in 50 days, and they're going out to the Somerset Patriots, I think this Saturday, and George Lombard Jr. is the top prospect, so he's getting a lot of media run. I'd be surprised, really surprised, especially with y'all whipping on Anthony Volpe and the Yankees not having a third baseman. I'd be really surprised if this young 20-year-old kid who projects to be a shortstop or third baseman gets traded this year when he could be up here as soon as like late next year at 21. Straight up.
Forget about trading him because of the fans being on Volpe. Don't you want to have something underneath Volpe if anything's going to get him going? Somebody's pushing him like, hey, this is your last
when they
chance.
Drafted
this guy's
him.
Ready.
Matter of fact, when they drafted him, I think was when I was in Seattle. And we heard that like Volpe reached out, got his number, and like welcomed him to the Yankees. I got to meet the kid at Somerset. Shout out to Somerset Patriots as well. You know, a few weeks from this Saturday, this is the 12th, so 3 weeks from the 12th, August 2nd, I will be on field hosting with Willie Randolph for the Black Yankees Night. It's a tribute to the Negro Leagues, and I can't thank the Somerset Patriots enough. You know, they brought me out to throw the first pitch, and they're just a first-class organization. Everything was amazing. The food was amazing. The people were amazing. Their social media was amazing. And then, you know, they have me coming back to MC and be on the field for this Negro Leagues night. I cannot wait. You know, they already hooked me up with the Black Yankees hat and then like a McPherson Black Yankees jersey. And even when I was there, like I'm the type, I love this type of stuff. So I show up, I throw out the first pitch, but I'm like, whatever else you need me to do, I'm down for. So Spencer Jones was down there. I got to call an inning as far as not calling any on the broadcast, but I got to be like the announcer. So Spencer Jones was DHing that night. So I got to be like, now batting the DH, number 34, Spencer Jones. And like that inning, I don't know if it was just some magic or just a different energy on the mic, patting myself on the back. They started scoring runs. They started hitting. And people were like, when I came out, they were like, yo, good job. Good job. You got them going. So I did that. I did the dizzy bat on the field. Mad fun. If you've ever been out there to the Somerset Patriots, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't and you do want to see some minor league baseball, TD Ballpark out there in Somerset, super nice. Everybody's mad chill. You have top prospects out there. Luis Gil, I think, is about to start his rehab out there this weekend while ESPN is out there. So I will always plug the Somerset Patriots. And if you guys are thinking for, you know, the month of August, you want to try and go out there that first weekend, August 2nd, I'll be out there with Willie Randolph and some guys that played in the Negro League, some old-timers, and we're going to have some fun. That's going to be a good night, a good Saturday night game. And I think there was fireworks, too. When I was out there the last time, I got to hit up Joel. We had fireworks. I was watching the fireworks right next to Spencer Jones and his girl. Like, it's super chill out there. Like, it's, I don't know, it's awesome. I loved it, and I'll be back. 888-808-1019. Let's take a break here. I think we should. It's a little bit after 12:30. When we come back, we have more calls on the Yankees, Dominguez, but I think I'm going to lean into Juan Soto. I know y'all want to hear me talk about Juan Soto because I just went back to my Twitter. I'm like, somehow, me saying, I told y'all this is a cyborg robot money machine, haha, on brand. Let's have some fun with this on air later. That got 14,000 views, 106 likes, 35 replies. So you'll hear my full thoughts and take on Juan Soto when he was asked about not being in the All-Star game. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. We call this KM to AM. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Money ain't a thing. Oh, JD. They probably won't perform that. Well, Jay-Z's not going to be anywhere near the All-Star game, I wouldn't assume. But JD's not going to perform that at the All-Star game. But Money Ain't a Thing is a good way to segue into the highest paid player in the league. Yes, the moment you've all been waiting for. My comments on Juan Soto. And it's funny, people get so irritated with me talking about Juan Soto. Let's hear last night's question. I think it was Laura Albanese. Shout out to Laura and SNY for putting this out there. Juan Soto was asked if he'd like to have made the All-Star team. Let's hear it.
Would you have liked to make the All-Star team?
What do you think?
I don't know. Some people want to take vacation.
I mean, I think it's a lot of money on the table if I make it.
Juan, my boy, Juan. The same way I told you early in the season, like, you gotta learn this New York media thing. Like, when they asked you about how pitchers were approaching you differently and you talked about Judge, and it's like, nah. You gotta learn to lie. You gotta learn to do what Jeter does, or what Jeter did and what now Judge does. Like, Judge takes a beat. When they ask him something, Judge goes, and then he answers. But, like, Juan Soto, he's not diplomatic. He's got diplomatic immunity. My guy, he's the best, Juan Soto. He didn't say anything about, like, he could have been like, what do you think? Yeah, of course. We know you're a me guy. We know you've been to multiple All-Star games and you want to go. But, like, he should have said something about representing the Mets for the first time as an All-Star. That's how you win, Juan.
Yeah, because that $120,000, though, is really going to make a dent for him.
Oh, well, Rami got to it before I could get to it, right? Tongue-in-cheek or not, joking or not, being the richest player in the history of the game, the richest athlete, the largest contract, whatever, and mentioning, oh, there's a lot of money on the table. Yeah, it's a lot of money on the table for us little folks, for us people that, like, $100,000, like, that's a salary. That's actually a decent salary, $100,000. Like, to make $100,000 in a year, Juan, you can make that by being an All-Star. Like, that's no joking matter. Like, to even mention the money, though, it just shows how disconnected you are from reality. And it shows us again, which we already knew. That's why I said on brand. It wasn't about family. And I heard Morash talking about it today. And it brought me back to the press conference, because I watched that press conference. I thought they were about to play "We Are Family." Family was the key word, the buzzword that Scott Boras gave to Juan Soto so that he would not say money. It's family, Juan. Juan, talk about your family. It was a family decision. The Mets made this a family culture and vibe where your family felt, what? Do not say anything. We know you were always going to the highest bidder in the money. And what it is there's some butthurt Met fans that still can't just accept it. You are now what you always hated. You are now what you always pointed at the Yankees and said, they buy all their championships. They got all the good players. They get all the good players before us because they've got all the money. Just accept that you have the richest owner in the sport. Just accept that you got Juan Soto. It was a match made in baseball heaven. Because Juan Soto was always going to the highest bidder, and Steve Cohen was always going to be that highest bidder. 888-808-1019. He just told you again. It's not about winning with the Mets. It's not about building a dynasty with the Mets. It's not about what the Mets ballpark or the fans were like. It was always about who's the highest bidder, bro. And then some people are going to lobby and say, well, Keith, the Toronto Blue Jays supposedly offered him more, like he said in that podcast. He wasn't going to go to Canada. There's one guy that took the money in Canada. He was born in Canada, Vladdy. He wasn't going to go to Beantown. He was staying in New York. It was between the two franchises. And it wasn't a difference of $5 million. Y'all are going to keep that going forever. His whole family is in a suite where y'all want to make a big fuss about Michael Volpe, Anthony Volpe's dad, defending his son and his family name, being out in the wild in the regular seats with the regular people. That never's going to happen with Juan Soto's fam. They have their own suite for a decade and a half. And this guy had the audacity to say, yeah, there's a lot of money on the table if I would have made it. I'm glad you didn't make it. I'm glad you won't get that $100,000. Have Scott Boras and David Stearns write up $10,000 for every player of the month that you get. Too little, too late, homie. Should have figured it out in April and May. Should have figured it out when the voting started. Couldn't make the late push. But maybe if Ronald Acuna gets scratched, and they'll put Juan Soto in. But I'm like, this dude does not get it. It might take a while. He's young. It wasn't a well placed joke. So if people, he was kidding. He was joking. He was tongue in cheek. No, there's nothing to joke about. There's nothing to joke about, bro. This guy wants as much of Steve Cohen's money as he can get, and he's going to get it. He's going to opt out, and they're going to have to tick, tick, tick. They're going to have to tick that money up, the AAV up. He is here to make as much money as he can. It ain't about the Mets. It ain't about the Mets fans. It ain't about the culture and the family vibe and creating a dynasty and winning world. Please. It was always about, hey, I have this God-given ability and this talent, and I've worked to be this baseball player that is generational and a hitter, and blah, blah, blah. I'm getting the most money. And I'm thinking about every dollar. $100,000 to Juan Soto, it's not even like $100 to you and I. As I see people that were like, Keith, if you can make a bonus at your job, I mean, there's no built-in bonuses for performance here. I can rock great shows. I can rock 500 five-hour KM to AMs. I don't get paid more for that. I wish. And I don't fault the guy for being about his money. I don't fault the guy for being a me guy. What I fault is the Met fan that likes to tell us he loves being a Met. He chose the Mets over the Yankees. He chose the money. 888-808-1019. Mario's in Long Beach on the fan next. What's up, Mario?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Good, great show as always.
Thanks. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, my pleasure. So it's very interesting with Soto. Everything you said is true, you know? And it makes me laugh because, like, in his interviews, I remember right after the World Series was over, I was going to go anywhere else, but now you said Soto, you put him on my mind, you know? And actually, they're a better team without him, you know? And people say you say that because he's gone. No, if you really step back, the problem with this is that I'm going to get into a real thing about where I think that the Yankees should go. The problem is if they have him, he plays right field. That moves Judge to center, and say they have Dominguez in right. That could be, now, first of all, that could be the worst fielding outfield in all of baseball, those three in those positions. Because Judge is only decent in center, because he's 6'7 and 280. What do you expect him to do? He'll catch
Listen,
the ball. He's a good
also,
fielder.
Also, Mario,
fielder, right? Yeah.
We need a team. We need these guys to be bought in for the team and being Yankees and winning. And the me guy stuff only gets you so far. Like, you're right about the defense. Soto's a great hitter, but now we have multiple hitters. They made a pivot with that money. I'm telling you, and I've been saying this from the jump, Brian Cashman never wanted to tie up that much money into one player because he would never outlive that contract. He would retire and go out with that. And Juan Soto, when we talk about defense, he's got maybe another 4 to 5 years of a max of being out there in right field. And if David Stearns is still the president of baseball operations, he's going to be a DH sooner than that because David Stearns prioritizes defense.
Exactly, you know? And that's one of the reasons why I think, you know, a caller said this earlier. I know it sounds a little crazy, but if you really think about it, and you even said that yourself, in order to give something and get something, if you can get something really, really good, I would not take Dominguez over the table because Cody Bellinger is really, really good. And I didn't realize he's only 29. I mean, he is an all-star fielder, and his hitting is very good. So, I mean,
and his dad was a Yankee. He knows what it means to be a Yankee. He wanted to be here. I think he's going to be around for a bit. I think Jazz, too. I think they want to play with Judge. They want to play in this ballpark. They want to be a part of this Yankee universe.
And Keith, hear me out on this. If you move Judge is back in right field, he's an all-star in right field, right? And then you have Grisham in center, and you have Bellinger in left. That's one of the best fielding outfielders in baseball now. And you go from one of the worst
and defense has to be a priority, because that was the thing that you were mocked and laughed at in the offseason, and that was the whole thing here, right? That's why I was so mad about the DJ thing. I know DJ was coming along a little bit at the plate, but like, we're doing the thing that we were supposed to not do. We were compromising the defense for what? So DJ LeMahieu, and they're done. And look at what you're getting now. Jazz and Volpe up the middle, and then even Peraza, who, like, the other night, Peraza cut in front of Volpe, and I'm like, they're doing the right things. They're doing the right things.
Exactly. And Dominguez, don't hand me this nonsense that they say, let Dominguez play center. He can't field. If the ball's over his head, he doesn't know what he's doing. I saw it a few times already. I played ball. It doesn't matter where you're playing. If the ball's hit over your head, if you're a good fielder, you know how to go back on the ball. He can't do it. Soto can't do it. You put them both in the same outfield, you're going to lose in the big games because you can't field the ball. Thanks for taking my call. I'll listen to your response, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Mario. Yeah, and it never materialized. We never saw it. We didn't even see it last year. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were so stuck on Verdugo last year. And there was this whole narrative that popped up these last couple weeks, too, about Verdugo is out of baseball. Profar comes back. They DFA him in Atlanta. And Verdugo was a guy that I literally heard Judge say, like, yeah, you know, I was watching that guy over there in Boston. Like, yeah, we got to get that guy over here. For what? I don't know. Whatever. Same thing with Rizzo. Like, Rizzo, Verdugo, and DJ are three guys that I think they had a little bit longer leash because of their relationship with the captain. That's done now. 888-808-1019. And yeah, like, yo, you guys can say whatever you want about, like, oh, Yankee fans are butthurt, or like, nah, you guys are the ones that are acting hella weird. And we're just going to keep getting more reminders. We're just going to keep getting more things. Juan Soto, that was not a well-placed joke, homie. You bringing up $100,000 is so tone-deaf and out of touch for us, you know, common folk. We're like, what? You have the largest contract. You make $100,000. Like, I talked about Volpe's contract in regards to Soto the other day. I think when I was on with Sal Licata at Fanatics Fest and then going into my show, Volpe makes $879,000. Juan Soto makes that per series. So for him to be talking, there's a lot of money left on the table. Like, it's almost like, bro, don't insult our intel. Like, you almost talking down to us. That's a lot of money for us. We know that's not a lot of money for you. You made $31 million with the Yankees last year, bro. Like, don't even make that joke. It should have been, yeah, I really wanted to go to the All-Star game with Lindor and Pete and Edwin. I really wanted to wear that Mets uniform in Atlanta, our division rival, like, for the first time as an All-Star with the Mets. But he don't look at the Mets like that. Even when he first came through, he's like, oh, I didn't realize the Mets had this many fans. You're a Met. They're your fans. They're your fans, bro. Lock in. Ray is in Brooklyn on the fan next. What's up, Ray?
Yo, what's up, my hitter? How are you today, man?
I'm good, because we went in, and you know, Juan Soto gave us a little something to laugh at again, a little win streak. We just brought in a pitcher that's touching 100 miles an hour, looking like the next, you know what I'm saying? So it's good. It's all good.
Yo, Keith, I'm with you. I can't even front. Like, he got electric stuff. You know, I don't know if he's going to be able to, you know, harness it, but, like, you know, it looks promising, man. And listen, as far as Soto, bro, I love that you brought it up. I wasn't going to go there, but you know what? I was listening in the afternoon earlier. I don't know if you were today or not, but, like, and Tommy, I love you if you're listening, bro, but, like, the stick with the, you know, with the Yankees, the whole Yankees thing is insufferable. Like, you know, he's on there battling Tiki and Sean and saying, you know, Yankees fans are butthurt and they're trying to tell us what we can, you know, how we can cope. I'm like, what? All offseason, that was your buzzword as Mets fans. Is, you know, Yankee fans need to cope. So, like, he's, like, spinning the narrative and playing spin doctor on there, trying to play victim. Like, I don't know. Did you hear that at all?
Nah. I was with Latino Sports today.
Nice.
Shout out to Marisco Centro. I was up there at the Bronx Market today. We had an event today honoring some, you know, people that made waves in Latino sports and sports media. So I did not hear the afternoon drive show, but I caught a little bit of a clip where Tiki said something along the lines of like, maybe this is definitely not true, because I don't think players in Major League Baseball move like this. But he said maybe the players didn't vote him in, so he didn't get that extra $100,000. I don't think anyone's pocket watching like that. I don't think these players knew that he had a clause in his contract to get an extra $100,000. He did not have all-star numbers. He didn't have Juan Soto numbers in the beginning of the year. That's why he didn't get voted. But then Morash, you know, said, you know, about it not being family, and I saw that clip. And then I did see Tommy come out with the, you know, Yankee fans are clutching their pearls. And it's just, I don't know. It's like, give it a break.
Yeah, Keith, it's so tired. And here's the other thing, right? He was like, yeah, what did he say? Oh, yeah, so Tiki checked him on it because he was like, oh, you know, the Yankee fans always have Soto in his mouth. And Tiki was like, nah, bro. That was Soto's people who was mentioning Judge and Soto himself. So,
yep.
You know, stop trying to play spin doctor. But, yeah, it's so always corny. Like I said, I mess with Lugie. He knows that. But, that whole thing is tired, bro. I just can't.
Yeah, the Subway Series is over. We can go back to our corners for real now. But, like, that's another thing, too. People say to me, oh, why you always got Soto on him? I'm like, man, how dumb are y'all? I'm a radio host in New York City.
Yeah.
I'm a Yankee fan. I'm supposed to just omit Juan Soto. I can't even. He who shall not be mentioned. My bad. Let me just not even speak on the guy.
Yeah, it's just dumb, man. You know what? Then they cry when you don't talk about the Mets. So, like, you can't have it
both ways. I can't
win.
Yeah.
yeah. As far as Keith, look, this whole DJ LeMahieu thing, to me, it's sad because he was the machine, you know, the artist formerly known, and I always love him for that. But I think this is a good thing because I think it's showing me. I was talking with Rami, and I think it should, like, remember how hard it was for the Yankees to eat the money of Hicks, Gallo, and Donaldson?
Of course.
So right now, yeah, I think this is a positive sign that, you know, they are taking, you know, the prime of Judge serious and probably a little bit of sense of urgency here. They're like, yo, Judge is 33. We're right there for first place. We're definitely, you know, in a playoff position. I'm thinking this is a sign that they might make a move because it's a little bit of a change from how they've been operating recently, and that's how I choose to take it, Keith. I don't know how you
what it is, bro, 7 years he developed relationships, 7 years, and then those first couple years, like, he was still that guy. He's not that guy anymore, but they gave him some runway. They gave him an opportunity. Last year, it did not go well. They gave him an opportunity this year, and he was not physically able to play third base. He also was barely able to play second, so it's a detriment. Him hitting .260, him having a couple homers, some RBI, it's not enough. Like, if you're not playing well enough and you're hurting the team, like, you got to go. Like, it is what it is. There's no room for you. There is no sympathy enough. And I don't know, bro. I'm saying what I'm saying. I've been saying a lot of stuff. I was saying, why didn't Gardy get that grace? You made more money than ever. You got more financial flexibility than ever. That $22 million is not going to change your day. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
yeah, Keith, and Gardy had more in the tank at that particular time.
It's crazy how they did Gardy, bro. They kind of just they lost his number. I don't know, bro. It comes a time where it's like, let the kids play, and now you're seeing the kid, like, young Yorbit Vivas gets to come back, Cam Schlittler on the mound, Jason Dominguez leading off. Like, it's time. It's time. It's a young man's game.
Absolutely. Last thing, my dude. Like, as far as Volpe, look, he's been disappointing, but, you know, I agree wholeheartedly with you. I had an impassioned call, you know, with you, I think it was yesterday, and I was defending Volpe's parents, you know, his dad, and, you know, sticking up for his family. But I will say this, because, like, you know, I think he does get beat up a little too much, and I think that's how you feel about it. Because, look, the guy's got, like, 10 homers, 50 RBIs. I get that he's inconsistent, but people are uplifting Gleyber Torres for having 9 homers and 44 RBIs. Like, what are we doing here? It's like, we appreciate people. We don't appreciate our own guys, but we appreciate other people's players. It's, I don't know. I just don't know, man. But I appreciate it. I hope you have a great morning, man.
Thanks for the call, Ray. It's just, there's too many Yankee fans, and there's too many voices and too many people that just say a lot of things. I've got more to say. Hopefully you've got more to say. 888-808-1019. 1 hour left. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.